everyone. It's the weekend, and so what that means is another episode of the podcast is dropping. This week, I interview a thoroughly wonderful human being, Katarina Polanska. And on her Facebook page, she says that she helps successful entrepreneurs and executives become as successful in their relationships as they are in their careers. And Katarina has a really interesting resume. Besides for attending the University of Oxford, as well as the University of Nottingham and Cambridge, she's also a transformational coach, an NLP practitioner and coach, and the founder of the behavioral science of attraction-based Ultimate Match Method. And so in this interview, you're going to get a little bit more information about her journey to where she is now and what she's doing. Suffice it to say, she's really created this place for high-performing people to find love, to find companionship, to find relationship. Because at the end of the day, unless you want to be alone, life is so much better hanging out with someone that you love, someone you can go to the movies with, someone you can share your life with. This is a conversation that struck me because Katarina brought up something that very few guests have, and that's the idea of surrendering. And I really hadn't heard it talked about in this way, but as you'll hear, Katarina's journey absolutely called for surrender. And in the end, well, you'll hear about it as she talks about it. So without further ado, here's episode 159 and my conversation with Katarina.
So I was previously engaged and it was it wasn't going well. The relationship wasn't going well. And the wedding was coming up and I felt so much pressure of, do I stay or do I go? And there was going to be, I had to convert religions to be with him, which I didn't do. But it was a very, very kind of loaded situation. And there was a lot of things that weren't going right. A lot of things not going right. I mean, infidelity was involved and it was really hard and I didn't know what to do. And I felt so scared and so trapped. And it was COVID and I was all alone. I didn't have family around and kind of time was ticking. And I remember it came down to surrendering again. It honestly, like the irony is that's when I really began to pray.
Love to hear a story where, you know, you feel like you either witnessed or you experienced something that was magical or miraculous, something that maybe changed your life, or you've talked a little bit about that, but anything that you feel like might inspire other people.
Yeah, I think it's kind of harking again back to another dark period of my life. And it wasn't that long ago, it was a couple of years ago. And I was I won't go into too many details. I was previously engaged and it wasn't going well. The relationship wasn't going well. And the wedding was coming up and I felt so much pressure of, do I stay or do I go? And there was going to be, I had to convert religions to be with him, which I didn't do. But it was a very, very kind of loaded situation. And there was a lot of things that weren't going right. A lot of things not going right. I mean, infidelity was involved and it was really hard and I didn't know what to do. And I felt so scared and so trapped and it was COVID and I was all alone. I didn't have family around and kind of time was ticking. And I remember it came down to surrendering again. It honestly, like the irony is that's when I really began to pray. That's when I seriously began to pray. And every day I was just praying without fail and surrendering and like literally like on my knees, just kind of asking for a sign. And that sign came and then I ended up walking away And then things still got harder, like my apartment flooded horribly and there was like 40K of damages. And then Ukraine war started. My dad lives in Ukraine. So a lot of kind of horrible things happened kind of month after month. I mean, this kind of happened all over 6 months. And I felt like I couldn't catch a break. And I just remember I remember a friend in Vancouver saying to me, she's like, Kat, you know, I'm worried about your mental health. I feel like you need to do some yoga. And I was just like, you don't understand. Like, yoga is not going to save me here, right? Like, yoga and just taking a break when my dad is in a war zone, like, this isn't going to help. But surrendering did. And the more that I could kind of, I never really understood what surrendering even meant until I kind of fully just let go of all of that control and just leaned in. And yeah, I kind of went, a lot of the things that I ended up doing felt against the grain of what felt comfortable, but they were kind of, it was flowing. It was like unfolding in front of me. And I had to kind of take my ego and put it out the way and just lean into whatever was unfolding in front of me. And it was hard. Like, it was hard for a good, like almost a year. But then when I got to that real kind of like, I'm just going to keep surrendering. That's when I met my now husband at a dance floor at a music festival. And everything shifted because suddenly I was like, okay, I'm going to keep surrendering to this because this is completely bananas. He lives in Canada. I live in London now. How are we going to make this work? It's long distance, but I'm going to keep surrendering to it. And then the slowly kind of things unfolded. And that's when I began to see the light. That's when I was like, oh, I get it. I get it. Like, that's why all of these different things happened and all of this stuff had to happen. And it was hard and it was horrible. But here are the lessons that I had to learn. And here are the kind of trials and tribulations that I had to go through and the growth that I've gone through. And now I can see a path ahead. And now I feel like I'm not kind of back in control, but I'm kind of, I can see the train that I'm on and it's okay. Like, I like this train and now I'm surrendering to that train, if that makes sense. And so it's almost like, I think when I was first learning about the concept of surrender and reading Michael Singer's book and The Untethered Soul and all of the stuff, in my head, surrendering was like a, you know, quick thing that you just do and it all unfolds and suddenly everything's dandy and brilliant and happy and, you know, you relax. For me, surrendering, it took like nearly a freaking year and it wasn't that fun, but I felt very clearly, I was like, oh, this is surrendering. Yeah, like I'm horribly out of control here and I don't know where I'm going and I don't know if I like it, but I'm doing it. And it just, yeah, it really changed my life. But it all started with that kind of prayer and like throwing my hands up in the air and like, I actually don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Just tell me what to do.
Babies, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Katarina. There will be a link to her YouTube in the episode show notes, as well as a link to her website. Katarina reminded me that surrendering is both an active and a passive process, in that you have to intentionally and mindfully kind of let go and surrender your life to the path that you're supposed to be on, while also kind of passively being in the moment, kind of in this meditative state, so that things can happen for you and through you. At least that's the way I understand it. You yourself can understand it in a different way. And as long as it gets you on the path that you feel like heals your heart or helps your heart or reminds your heart that this world is an enchanting place and that we're all co-creating with reality, it's all good. I'd like to thank you all for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I'd like to thank Katarina for being willing to be a guest. I need to thank Sasha End for all the music that's in this episode, and complete attribution will be in the episode show notes. Thanks to everyone who shares this podcast. Please go out, let everyone know what a fabulous podcast it is. If you see someone who's having a hard week and a hard day, say, hey, I have the perfect medicine for you. It's this podcast called Bite-Sized Blessings. It might remind you that this world is a beautiful place, because we all need reminding every once in a while that there are good things in the world, that there are good people in the world, and that each of us can create our own magic. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Katarina. Surrender to your life. Surrender to your process. Surrender to what your soul wants. Because in the end, the soul does know what's good for us and the path that we should be taking. And in the end, I suspect that if you do surrender and you let things happen the way they're supposed to, I bet you'll be on a dance floor sometime, dancing your heart out, jumping up and down, reveling in how beautiful this world can be. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find something on that dance floor that you've been searching for all along.
I kept thinking, she needs a t-shirt that says, "Don't fake surrender," and you should wear it around.
I love that.
And you're like, "Hey, what does this say? Don't fake surrender."
I love that. I actually will get that made.
Take it. Take it.